Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
Charlottesville is 3,000 miles away, but it is as close as the GSB. Last Saturday, a swastika was painted on its wall. You know, hatred is the contagious offspring of fear and perceived victimization. And it is as close to us as our harshest judgment. Another event in Florida suggests an antidote. On October 19th, white nationalist Richard Spencer held a rally at the University of Florida. Of course, those protesting him turned out in mass also. And in a move that was a spit in their face, a neo-Nazi, Randy Furness, walked through those protesters with his swastika-decorated T-shirt. He got what he wanted, vindication for his hatred as they shoved, spat, and screamed at him. One man struck him, leaving him bloodied. But then Aaron Courtney, a 31-year-old high school football coach, confronted the neo-Nazi. "Why don't you like me, dog?" Well, not a great beginning line, is it? But in continuing to ask, something changed. He recalled, "I had the opportunity to talk to someone who hates my guts, and I wanted to know why. And so I asked them, 'Why do you hate me? What is it about me? Is it my skin color, my history, my dreadlocks?'" Furness kept his silence. Unexpectedly, Courtney asked Furness for a hug. He asked for a hug a second time. He would later say, "I could have hit him. I could have hurt him. But something in me said, you know what? He just needs love. Maybe he never met an African-American like this." I reached over a third time for a hug. And this time he wrapped his arms around me. And I heard God whisper in my ear, "You changed his life." Courtney asked one last time, "Why do you hate me?" And Furness answered, "I don't know." I believe this was his sincere answer. He really doesn't know. You know, people give all kinds of reasons for their hate. But the depth of their feelings, the animus they radiate, says it's more visceral than rational. Person has to be broken out into a larger connectedness. The event had a surprising ending. Furness taking a picture with Courtney's friend, and Courtney would say, "I honestly feel that was a step in the right direction. For him to take a picture with a guy that he hated when he woke up this morning." Courtney and Furness discovered in a hug something we often ignore. We are part of each other. Mother Teresa said it best, if we have no peace, it is because we've forgotten that we belong to each other. You know, too many feel left out, choosing to see themselves as victims. They claim the frightful license, sometimes, sadly, to victimize someone else. You know, it's easy to be generous to those we like, love, or admire. In that sense, Leviticus' command, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, it's not difficult. It commands that we not be blind to the needs of family and friends, village and tribe. But even Leviticus knew that did not go far enough. It gave another command in strikingly similar words, to enlarge the circle of our care. The alien who resides with you shall be to you as the citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself. Sound familiar? For you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Too many who feel threatened or left out drink the drug of hate or self-loathing. So focused on themselves, they no longer recognize or see themselves in each other. Courtney could have just become like Furness in the hating. He could have hurt Furness badly. You know, it's easy to hate those who hate you. But that makes us so unlike God. And stranger yet, it makes us so unlike ourselves. I suppose people fear that command might just ask too much. And so the lawyer in Luke's gospel says, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan to say it's the wrong question. It's not who is my neighbor, it's who can I be a neighbor to? Who can I be a neighbor to? But this is Matthew's gospel. And Matthew's a lot more direct. I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. The measure for loving is God himself, is God himself. If God is so generously in love with us, how dare I be too stingy? But there still leaves a question. How did Jesus understand the command to love? Let's say the obvious. You can't command a feeling. The first century was a group-centered culture. All that you were was a gift of your family, village, and tribe. They were your school, your employment, insurance, recreation, yes, your 401k. They were your identity, dignity, and worth. In our culture, we're always trying to belong, seeking to belong. In their culture, they knew they belonged. In that world, love is attaching yourself to your group, while hating is disconnecting yourself from someone else. Feelings of affection were really beside the point. One scholar explained it, I think, best. To love God with all one's heart is to be totally, totally attached to God. To love neighbor as self is to be totally, totally attached to people in one's neighborhood, as one is to one's own family group. What surprised Jesus' hearers was connecting the two commandments as one. You can't have God without your neighbor. Don't think you can love God without reaching out and loving all those God loves. You know, to love is more than more commitment than feeling. It's a decision to connect because we know we belong to each other. Love is lived out not out in feelings, but in supportive action. During the civil rights movement, it meant reaching out to people you had never talked with. During the AIDS crisis, it meant engaging with HIV/AIDS. It meant reaching out beyond fear to hug someone else. It's all about reaching out beyond that fear, which so easily becomes a kind of hate. Courtney stumbled onto the antidote. Strive to understand the other. Try to engage the other. Reach out to embrace the other. You cannot confront hate with hate and expect to bring the kingdom of God. God in Jesus instead confronted our hate with a greater love. And he tells us, go and do likewise without exception. Today we baptize. And so the question is, what world do we want to baptize these children into? Into that world which connects, surrounds, and immerses them in God's love and life? Or do we hand over our parenting to our society? What do you want to connect your children to? Pray that it be God's love and life.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.